Today, July 30th, is the feast day of one of the ancient doctors and bishop of the church, St. Peter Chrysologus. The word Chrysologus was his nickname. It meant the golden word because he was such a great preacher. And the words that came from his mouth were considered precious jewels and gold. So he was given the name Peter Chrysologus. He was born in the year 380 in Imola, Italy, and as a young man felt called to serve the Lord, and he became a deacon, and then he was chosen to become the bishop of Ravenna in the year 424. This was one of the most important cities in the world at the time, along with Rome, Milan, and Constantinople. This was one of the four imperial cities. If you go to Ravenna today, you'll see magnificent churches. Some of them have been so well preserved that some of the original mosaics are still in the cathedral and in the ancient Catholic churches dating back to as early as the 4th century, back to the 300s. So Peter Chrysologus became the bishop of that diocese, worked closely with Pope Leo the Great. St. Peter was considered a great preacher, and he was very well known for his short homilies. Wouldn't that be nice, right? He said he did not want to fatigue his listeners. And what he did was he kept his homilies very simple, and he tried to relate the scriptures to their daily Christian life. So he would instruct catechumens. He was an advisor to the emperor and worked closely with the pope. We have today 138 of his homilies. I will now read you all 138 of them. Again, he was a great Orthodox defender of the faith, especially Christology, always upholding the true divinity of Christ as one divine person who had a human and divine nature. And he, after his death in 450, was declared Doctor of the Church, actually not that just a few centuries ago, in 1729. So again, what we see in his life was a man of great holiness, great orthodoxy, great loyalty to the Pope, and even way back in the 5th century was encouraging frequent Holy Communion and really living the faith through applying the scripture to one's daily life. Let me end with just a few paragraphs on one of his sermons so you get a little flavor of his writings. This is from the Magnificat. So if you have the Magnificat, you can get a little flavor of just a few paragraphs of a commentary that he gave on sacred scripture to see the kind of sermons that he gave. This has to do with the parable of the wheat and the weeds. It says he sowed weeds among the wheat, because the devil has become accustomed to sow his own accord heresies among the faithful, sin among the saints, quarrels among the peaceful, deceptions among the simple, and wickedness among the innocent. He does this not to acquire the weeds of cockle, but to destroy the wheat, not to capture the guilty ones, but to steal away the innocent. An enemy seeks the leader rather than a soldier. He does not besiege the dead, but attacks the living. Thus, the devil is not seeking to capture sinners whom he already has under his dominion, but is laboring thus to ensnare the just. So isn't that a powerful image of how the devil works in sowing heresy, discord, trying to steal the innocence of the faithful, trying to go after the people that are really striving for holiness rather than the sinners that he already has. And then the last paragraph, he has sown weeds among the wheat and went away, because with great might the devil drives men towards destruction. But after he has prostrated someone, he abandons him. The devil seeks not the man, but his destruction. Brethren, he rejoices over our evils. He swells with pride over our ruin. He grows strong from our wounds. He thirsts after our blood. He is sated from our flesh. He lives by our death. The devil does not wish to possess a man, but to destroy him. Why? Because he does not wish, he does not dare, he does not allow the man to arrive at the heaven from which the devil fell. So a little glimpse of the power of the writing of this great saint. And so we say today, St. Peter Chrysologus, pray for us.